My guest today is Ron Hendrick. He's the dean of MSU's renowned College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Ron, welcome to MSU Today.
Thank you, Russ. Thanks for the opportunity to spend a little time with you.
Start by telling me you've been here a couple of years now, but what attracted you back to your alma mater to lead this great college?
Yeah, well, I am a two-time graduate of the college, and I grew up in Jackson, Michigan, not too far from here. But I didn't come back here out of a sense of sentiment. I came back here because of the opportunities I saw in the college and at the university. We are a world leader in what we do related to food and agriculture and natural resources. It's a great university. There are a lot of places in which our college is connected on campus and off, and ways that we can grow and build on that as well. And those are the things that really attracted me back.
So, Ron, talk about the mission of the college a bit and how it's evolving.
Yeah, well, I mean, we really embody the land-grant mission, the teaching, the research, the outreach and engagement. So we remain committed to teaching students, graduate and undergraduate students, domestic and international, prepare them for careers and for livelihoods in protecting the environment, in growing and processing food, whether they're doing that on the ground or through jobs in policy or management or other things. Through research, our role really is to be impactful at a global scale. Locally and throughout the state, we work a lot with agricultural commodities, with natural resources groups, for example, and stakeholders, and support what they do, whether that might be forest protection or protecting our lakes and waterways, growing crops, growing tree fruits, and then through outreach and engagement, which is primarily but not exclusively through MSU Extension. Our job is to really take what we learn through the discovery, through our research processes, and take that out into the public so that whether it's in the farms, whether it's through youth development, whether it's in urban areas, that the things that we learn here and discover are put out to the state, put out to the citizens, and can be applied in ways that are beneficial to them and to the state.
And Ron, we could talk all day about the great departments and a lot of the things going on in the college. Are there a couple initiatives you'd like to highlight that are either new or just important for some reason?
Yeah, well, I think you've spoken with Jeff Dwyer, director of MSU Extension. You know that in addition to the traditional things we do, we're a lot more involved in health care, for example, the opioid crisis and farm stress. But, you know, other new initiatives, we're, of course, the administrative home of Ag Bio Research, and Ag Bio Research is playing a leading role in a partnership that our college has at present with the College of Arts and Letters and the College of Communication Arts and Sciences called Food at MSU. And it's really an effort to change the way in which we as scholars engage with members of the public and with our stakeholders around issues related to food, focused on us being more humble listeners and letting stakeholders, the public, really influence our research rather than sort of playing our traditional role of expert. Another thing that we're doing in the college is focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because we hit every part of the state geographically, because of what we do in the college being so important to the state, it's important for us that we're able to attract a diverse population of students here, that we can attract a diverse audience of stakeholders, that we have a place where faculty and staff want to come, and not just come, but more importantly, to stay and to be successful here. And so we've invested a lot of time and energy adding capacity within the college, and frankly, for those of us in leadership, investing time and energy of our own so that we can be more skilled and more aware and do a better job of serving the citizens of the state and the world.
Can you talk about some of the research strengths in the college?
Our research strengths really go across the board. We, of course, a lot of strengths in plant production, environmental protection. That includes, emerging pests and diseases, things that that threaten our forest and our lakes and rivers and streams and our agronomic crops. We have strengths in the social sciences. We have a very strong program in resource economics. That's a program with a global footprint and is ranked as one of the top programs in the world. We have strong programs in packaging, landscape architecture, interior design. So we have a little bit of everything in the college.
Ron Hendrick is my guest on MSU Today. He's the Dean of MSU's College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, online at canr.msu.edu. Ron, agriculture is so important to the state of Michigan. We have the second most diverse agriculture, only to California. Part of the Food at MSU initiative is to help people learn where the food comes and how it impacts us and the planet. But talk about agriculture and how important it is.
Well, it's more than a $100 billion industry in this state. And as you said, Russ, we are the second most diverse agricultural economy, second only to California. So it plays a huge role in the state's economy already. There are ways to grow that as well, growing our food processing economy, providing some additional economic opportunity and growth and stability for the state, providing value-added opportunities for producers and processors here. That's one area in which we're working to help grow, both through our research and through workforce development as well. But that diversity does bring other issues with it. And so even areas in which we're big producers, those can be relatively small sectors. I think the positive of that is that there's a lot of incentive in this state for producers and for the university to work together. And we have great partnerships with our stakeholders. They help provide support for people and programs and infrastructure. And we really couldn't do our work, nor could they do theirs without this close partnership that we have.
And Ron, not only here at MSU, but in all your time in higher education, how have you seen the students change over the years?
Students have changed a lot over the years. You know, I think now we have students who have been exposed to a diverse array of technologies at a very early age, certainly more so than than I ever was. So that brings challenges to make sure that we're teaching and students are learning in contemporary ways and that we're able to keep up with technology. Students also learn more often in a more social way. And so that poses a challenge. We're on a campus with a lot of buildings that weren't built with that in mind. We sort of have the traditional sage on the stage model of when I was a student. So there are some challenges, but, you know, we have bright and capable students here. And I think that overall we're meeting their needs very well. And again, we partner with students to make sure that we're getting the kind of feedback we need. They're getting relevant and impactful educations.
And really not just limited to agriculture again, Ron. What sort of skill set do you think all students need to hone these days to be successful?
Well, you know, you hear back from employers. I mean, certainly the fundamentals around quantitative skills. I think social skills, being able to speak in public, to speak particularly to diverse audiences, better awareness of the world around them. We do live in a global economy, and so we promote study abroad opportunities for our students whenever possible. Making them workforce ready means that we promote internship opportunities and other things for our students, trying to connect them with those parts of society or the workforce that they'll be interacting with when they leave here.
So moving forward, what would you say are some of the challenges and opportunities for the college?
Well, I think this campus and in our college, like many others, share issues with our infrastructure. You know, most of our campus and other big land grant and public universities were built in a period of time post-war in which a lot of buildings went up very quickly in kind of a standard format, and frankly, the construction quality wasn't all that good. And so adapting to a modern learning environment and today's students is a challenge. Just keeping up with renovation and repairs is a challenge. There's an estimate that just for agricultural colleges across the country, there's more than $8.5 billion in infrastructure needs. And there's not public money to support all that. So figuring out ways to do better with what we have, but also find new paths forward to rebuild and rehabilitate our infrastructure, I think will be key. Michigan, like many other states, has a high school population that's in a stable to a state of decline and will be for some time. So we need to make sure that we're relevant to not just today's students, but an increasingly diverse audience. That means greater diversity in our student base. That means being able to connect and offer educational opportunities to members of the public other than recent high school graduates. And so I think those are things that we will need to continue to deal with. And those are really sort of long-term issues that we face. The opportunities are again, the diversity of this state ecologically and from an agronomic perspective, the very strong relationships that we have, not just with stakeholders, but with students, with parents, with members of the community we interact with through MSU Extension, for example. The fact that what we do in our college, food, environment, you know, clean water, clean air, access to food, those are issues that have global relevance, and we have a global presence. And so I think there, again, all that we do will continue to remain relevant. Our challenge is finding ways to do it more effectively, more efficiently, finding new partners on campus and off in which we can meet our mission and the mission of the university as a whole.
So, Ron, summarize for those joining in on our conversation. What would you like them to know about the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources?
Well, I'm proud of the fact that we are a top 10 ranked college like ours globally. I'm proud of the work that we do across our entire scholarship portfolio. Again, that ranges from agricultural and natural resources in the traditional sense to packaging, urban planning, interior design, other sorts of things. I'm very proud of the impact of that work. I'm proud of the partnerships that we have. I'm very proud of the support we have from the state legislature for what we do as well. And so the work that we do is impactful. It's important. Every single person in the state is a stakeholder of ours in some form or another.
Ron, thanks for joining me on MSU Today.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it.
Ron Hendrick is the dean of MSU's renowned College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, and much more about what we've talked about online at canr.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.